scary with your 11 a.m. deadlines.
In local news, two local teenagers have been charged after allegedly sending Woolworths Capera into lockdown at around 3 p.m. yesterday afternoon. Girls aged 14 and 15 caused chaos at the grocery store, with witnesses claiming a manager was hit with a bottle and an innocent shopper was also caught up in the scuffle. Footage from the scene captured alarm blaring and a warning for people to evacuate the store. Both teens were charged with multiple offenses, including common assault, and are due in court today, and the 15-year-old is set to face court again on Wednesday.
Almost 50 high school students and teachers from Norfolk State College were rescued after being stranded by floodwater at a national park in the Sydney. The rescue was one of more than 10 performed across the region yesterday as heavy rain drenched part of southeast Queensland. Norfolk State College released a statement saying that the students and staff were unable to return to their accommodation because of the rapidly changing weather conditions. The school said students and staff remained safe throughout this incident and were transported back to college overnight before being reunited with their families. Norfolk State College, along with a spokesperson from the Department of Education, have thanked the emergency services and school staff for their response.
In national news, a suspected meteor was spotted over parts of New South Wales last night. Streaks ranging from blue to orange were reportedly seen across the sky, stretching from Bondi in the eastern suburbs to Mudgee and Geongdong in regional New South Wales, as well as Canberra. An amateur astronomer, David Finnelly, who runs the Australian Meteor Reports, described the spectacle as fireball blaze. He said the reason different videos showed the meteor as either blue or orange was mostly due to its temperature as it moved through the atmosphere. When it's hottest, it's a bluer color. If it's close to the horizon, you're going to be looking at more smog. Then it becomes more orange as it goes through the atmosphere, he says.
Pop-up picnic vendors, dog walkers, and those planning gender reviews will soon be forced to pay hundreds to use public parks as a cash-strapped Sydney council attempts to claw its way out of millions of debt. Proposed fees including a $300 annual permit for dog walkers, while wedding and gender reviews that require the structured use of public open space for a defined purpose could pay upwards of $2,000 for every 3 hours that the parklands are used. Social gatherings of more than 21 people will also have to fork out between $30 to $50, and groups of up to 100 people will be required to pay between $150 to $500. Public consultation for draft fee structure has ended and it will go to vote in June.
In international news, exciting news as the glass ceiling continues to shatter with Hong Kong-born conductor Elim Chan named the first woman to lead a major American orchestra. And on Thursday, Chan was appointed as music director of the San Francisco Symphony, widely considered as one of America's best orchestras. She is set to begin her six-year term in September 2027. "It's freaking amazing," she says, "because it's a script that I wasn't able to see when I was in the States 10, 15 years ago." Chan's professional resume includes her as a recipient of many prestigious accolades, as well as her extensive experience of fronting a variety of international symphonies for over a decade. She continues to be a role model for as many as she enters an exciting chapter of her career.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is low and the UV index is 3, predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.